Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Pastor Erica here, PE. Rise and shine for another podcast, Life, Memos That Give Life. Good morning. Do me a favor and subscribe. Tell somebody about it. It's going to be great. Finally, the podcast that gives you life. Hey there, my friend. Good morning. Listen, it's another memo that gives life. You know, I want to talk about for a moment. We're getting ready to go into this next year, and I want to talk about these darn closed doors. They don't have to be a crisis, you know. When you get to the place where you're mature enough to accept that closed doors are a compass and not a crucifix, then maybe they will no longer be a crisis. Yeah, it takes maturity for that. It takes a trust and a reliance upon the Lord. A lot of us have spent so much time crying, tantruming over doors that have been closed. But we've been busy asking God for direction and clarity, for Him to lead and guide us. And some of us are weeping over jobs that we no longer have. Jobs we no longer have. People who have walked out on us are either a status that you once had. And maybe this pandemic has created something that brought your status level, your influence level, to a place that you are not familiar with. And I'm not saying a greater status. Maybe now you feel more common because you put your value in certain things. And God allowed certain opportunities and doors to be closed, or allow you to see people for who they are in this time, and you're still at the door knocking with a tantrum when you should be moving forward. We're getting ready to go into 2021. Yay! Yeah! 2021, and a lot of people are very excited, and some people are trembling with fear, and many of you are still grieving over what 2020 dealt you. 2020, in my picture, is a closed door. There are lessons to be learned, but there's a compass. God has used 2020 to guide you, to give you your no's and your yes, just because it was a good job, a good opportunity. The friendship seems fair enough. The relationship seemed fair enough. Whatever dynamic we can think of, you name it, maybe it was good moments. And somehow the landscape of your life have shifted drastically, doesn't mean it was the best for you. See, I can remember thinking I was already living my best life. I didn't know how thick the lid was until God allowed a crisis of sorts. He caused an interruption in what I was believing for, praying day in and day out. You hear me? Praying and believing God. I was believing God for my marriage. You know, I had invested 20 years. So I wanted God to save him, change him, rearrange him, you know. And I was convinced that God was going to do just that. And then I remember when my prayer began to shift a little bit, and I began to pray that God would grow me in the midst of it, that He would deal with me in the midst of it, that He would lead me, and my purpose would be exacted. I stopped focusing on what I could not fix and start focusing on God doing the work in me. And then all of a sudden, the door closed on a 20-year marriage. And I'm tripping. God, I laid this at your feet. And I thought it was a crisis. It was actually a compass. It was God answering prayer. And I know, before you get really religious on me, oh, God, don't destroy this. Sometimes we put things together that God did not put together. And sometimes the only way to get you into purpose is for God to close a chapter, close a door on something you opened. And so God closed the door on something I had opened and was propping open and had to use all of my life source to keep open just so he can open me up all the way. So he can show me who I was. Man, and oh my God, I don't think I would rewrite that part of my life because I've discovered so many beautiful things about who I am as a woman. And I love it. In fact, now I'm more mature about when doors close. Do I cry? Yeah. But I move on faster because I understand that closed doors isn't always a crisis. It's a compass when you're hidden in Christ. Because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I don't know what it is that has been closed up on you. Maybe your financial status has changed drastically and you had a career path that just worked for you. And all of a sudden, this career path has come to an end, or it's not producing what you've invested all this time in it to produce. Maybe you were planning to retire from that job and retirement don't look so certain anymore. And you're at the door banging, let me back in. Banging, let's do this again. And God is saying, let me lead you to greater. Maybe it's a company you're supposed to start. Or maybe it's a promotion in another state. Maybe it's another country. Oh, I believe some great things are about to happen in your life. I just need you to walk away from that door. I said it. It's behind you now. Our history is a reference point to our victory, but it should never be our filter. It's behind you now. I want you to press towards the mark of a higher calling. Press towards greater. Oh, and I believe greater is coming and is here. 2021, you will have just as you said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's time for you to change your core belief and don't allow a closed door to pronounce or bring forth a negative confession over your future. Nothing's wrong with you. God's just leading you into greater waters. You are enough. God is just taking you into greater pastures. Who needs this? Who am I talking to this morning? Yeah. I know those closed doors are trying to prophesy doom to your future. This is not the end. No need to choose to look at that as a crucifix. It is a compass. And we serve a good God who declares that all things are working together for us because we believe. You understand? You are winning. But I need you to step away from the closed door. Look down at your compass and follow it. Well, Pastor Erica, where's my compass? The Word of God. The Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. When everything else is uncertain, God's word will never fail you. God's word will illuminate your path. You will begin to find your way clear. If you got to pull away from the crowd just so that you can hear what God is professing over your life, just so you can see the direction of your compass and how it's leading you, then that's what you should do. I'm challenging you to step away a little bit, carve out a piece of heaven. Morning or night, seek God's face and listen for his guidance. If the door is closed, then there is another path. The Word of God is our compass. Have a great day.